Hi, is this Dawn?
It is.
Dawn, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You got a few minutes to talk to me?
Yeah.
I'm calling about Steve.
Yes.
This guy sounds amazing.
He is amazing. He is just the helper of all helpers I've ever seen. He's the most selfless person I've ever met in my entire life.
How did you come across him?
So we met at church, and he was the door greeter, and we just befriended him. And then my husband started doing a remodel bathroom project at our house, and he offered to come over and help and was just there all the time getting supplies. And I was like, wow, this is like having a dad, because both of our dads had passed away when we were really young. And so we don't have any parents. And I'm like, I'm going to call him dad behind his back. My husband ended up telling him, and I said, oh, did you do that cute little chuckle? And he's like, yeah. And so ever since then, he's just my adopted dad, and I'm his adopted daughter. And
it sounds like he gives a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every day. There's not a day that goes by that he's not helping somebody, whether it's driving all over to Oakland, Glide, Roseburg to get people's trash, sitting with people when they have housebound loved ones so that they can go grocery shopping, working on your roof, crawling under your house. It's any of it. Plumbing, electrical, praying for people. I mean, he just is phenomenal and 70 plus years old and the most humble person I've ever met in my life.
That is amazing. So what can we do to help him?
Well, I know right now that his wife's van is not working, and he thinks that the bearings have went out on it. So it would be awesome if there was a mechanic that could take a look at it. And they also have their grandson, Nick, that they adopted as a baby because he was born with fetal alcohol syndrome. And so going back to his biological parents was not an option. And so instead of retiring, they're raising their grandson, Nick. And so because he's so generous to help, and they're just on Social Security, like maybe to help with supplies, because he always just pays for those out of his pocket or help with things that he's just giving away to others all the time.
Well, I definitely think that is something that we can take care of.
Oh, awesome. There's nobody more deserving of that and that would be completely touched by it.
All right, Dawn, appreciate your letter and thank you for reaching out to us.
Oh, thank you so much and God bless you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve?
Yeah.
My name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I understand that you are a hell of a guy. You've got an outstanding reputation of being there whenever somebody needs and just always wanting to help out wherever you can.
I enjoy helping people.
What sparked this for you?
I just think I was boring doing that. I mean, all my life, I just who I am, I guess. Growing up and stuff, we help people. My folks, we help people. I help take care of my folks, as they got older and stuff and whatever they needed. And my brother and I, we helped our grandmother, took care of her. And I'm involved in church, and I just, it's just something I enjoy doing.
I understand that you are raising your grandson.
Yeah, we adopted him. He'll be 13 in January, and we've had him since just before he turned one. I retired in 2010, and we got him about 2 weeks before I retired.
Wow. What situation there prompted that?
That's my wife's first grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
We became foster parents, so we could take him. We had his half-brother. And so we had him for 4 or 5 years. I don't remember how long. Anyway, when they went through all the process with their parents and they come to the place, they finally just gave up. They weren't going to straighten yourself out and stuff, so they were going to put them up for adoption. And so we didn't really want them to be adopted out and go off, someplace where we wouldn't see them. So we decided to just adopt them. And
well, and on top of that, I'm looking at the list of things that you do to help out other people. You take trash to the dump for people that aren't able to do. You house sit. You'll go sit with friends who might have a loved one that can't go anywhere, so they can go take care of errands. You do plumbing repairs. You do roofing repairs. You do this. You do that. You do a little bit of everything.
People ask me, I'm honest with them. If I can do it, I will help. If I can't, if it's something that I don't feel comfortable with, I won't do it.
Well, that's good. There needs to be more people in this world like you.
Well, Jesus said, you know, he said, I didn't come to be served, I came to serve. I don't think of it as a big deal. It's just who I am and what I do.
Well, I know there's a lot of people out there that appreciate it. You guys probably live on a limited income.
Yeah.
I understand that you have a vehicle that's in need of some repair.
Yeah, I need wheel bearings and a radiator on our van.
Mm-hmm. You're trimming up some trees or something like that, and your glasses got kind of banged up, and you've been just kind of dealing with them ever since?
Well, I got some scratches on them.
Well, Stephen, you give and you help so much. In Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program, we'd like to give and help you.
No, well, I have a hard time receiving, but I would appreciate it.
Thanks to our partnership with Big O Tires, we'd like to get your van in, get it checked out, and repaired for you.
I appreciate that.
I know you run around a lot, picking up things for other people, taking their trash to the landfill and other stuff. So, thanks to an awesome partnership with DC Farmers Co-op, we got a gift card coming for you for fuel to help offset that.
Nope, that's appreciated too.
I know you're kind of very handy. You like to do a lot of repairs and stuff. I'd like to get you a gift card to Home Depot, so that way you can get supplies or tools needed to do the jobs that you're helping people do.
Yeah, it's kind of been a tough year. We make it through it. We work our way through it. I get out and get some odd jobs and stuff.
Teenagers can get kind of expensive. I'd like to get you a gift card to Fred Meyer's so you can go, you know, get maybe an extra gift or two for Christmas, maybe a little something extra he's been wanting that has just been out of reach for you, or maybe you just need to stock up on some supplies for the house, whatever it is.
Oh, appreciate that.
And then a gift card to Sherm's Thunderbird as well, so that way you guys can stock your pantries up a little bit and make sure to have plenty of food around the house this winter.
Yes, appreciate that.
Oh, and those glasses that you got banged and scratched up, thanks to a great partnership with Dr. Thomas G. Leach, OD, here in Roseburg, we're going to get you new glasses with an updated prescription as well.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I've got my glasses at Balm Eye Care before, and they've been calling me for an appointment, but I just haven't had the ability to go in and do it right now, so that'll help that out.
Yeah, we'll take care of that for you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. And hopefully maybe some safety glasses to go along so you don't repeat that.
Yeah, well, I got a habit of banging up my head.
it happens.
Yeah, it's a good thing I got a hard head.
Well, that's good. Well, just remember to take some time for yourself occasionally too, and take care of yourself. So,
all right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too.
Happy Holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 1240, KQEN.